Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
He done got so big, he don't even do me right no more. See that? See that?
Oh, my God.
What's up, people? This your girl, K. Nicole. It's ladies' night, Friday night. I'm feeling real good, but I can't even enjoy my Friday right now.
Sad.
I mean, this is just tragedy what happened to the kids in Connecticut this morning.
Our prayers and condolences go out to all the families that was involved, all the people that was involved. It's a shame that somebody took some little angels like that, man.
I mean, 27 people, including the killer himself, died today.
Plus his moms and pops.
Plus his mother.
You know, they say if you would kill your mother and father and kids, you truly have evil in you, man.
He was truly mentally disturbed, straight up. Today,
and it had to be some silence.
I mean, 27 people, 20 children were killed Friday when a gunman, a little coward or a crazy-ass man, dressed in a black military-type gear, ran up inside a kindergarten, an elementary school with children between the ages of 5 and 10, ran up in the classroom. They said first he ran up in the principal's office and shot the principal, killed him. Then ran up in the classroom and shot 20 children in a kindergarten class.
What is this world coming to? If we don't need gun control laws now, if the Republicans and Democrats and President Obama and everybody in Congress don't see that, it need to be some gun laws. Look at these, if you look at all these kids that are doing it, these are the kids that's coming from good homes, man. These are kids that, you know, these are not kids from the ghetto, but kids, and you need the gun laws, because it takes, it's a shame that it takes something like this to happen for you to understand, because kids get killed every day
in
the cities.
Especially
every single day
in all
the
cities. Is guns floating
at that same age, you know, innocent bystander kids that,
wow,
you know, parents, you know, just guns. There's too many guns here. And we're not saying that, you know, it got to be some restrictions, because it is too easy to get guns. And if you guys can't see that, man, if 18, 20 kids, little kids.
I mean,
little
Kenny
kids,
Gardner, he killed the babies. These kids were, so innocent. Nothing. I mean, devastating watching the other little kids that
on
survived. I mean, it's just devastating watching this. This man was 20 years old, named Adam Lanzer. Shot his mother, Nancy Lanzer, in the face at their home in Newton. They found her dead in the house.
Shot his father.
And then went to nearby school. I'm not sure about the father.
No, he shot his mother somewhere else. He shot his dad in his home. They
said they wasn't sure about the father.
Because
they found somebody dead. It was her. I think she was the one that was dead in the house. And he went to the school, killed the principal.
And the kids in her class.
And killed the kids in her class. You know?
Was he jealous of the kids of her class?
Maybe,
was he jealous
because,
the way...
you know, she was a school teacher. She probably, you know, been doing her thing for years. I mean, I don't know.
He came from Jersey to Connecticut. This had to be real sinister. He drove all the way from New Jersey to Connecticut.
Oh, it took the bus. I mean, we don't even know how he got there, to be honest.
And now, you can take the bus with assault rifles and all that stuff. How did he get there? He's traveling with assault rifles.
It's crazy. Assault rifles, he had a 9mm. He had 2 9s. I mean, it's crazy just for you to even have these type of thoughts.
And that's
an elementary school
that's not in a bad neighborhood, so they probably didn't have no metal detectors.
That's one of the best schools in Connecticut.
So you know they probably didn't have no metal detectors, and they had no reason probably to even think of.
I mean, no, it's elementary. This is only the fifth grade.
You know,
usually the elementaries don't start with.
This is still something that we need to, you know. Now this right here is just saying, man, we need metal detectors in every school,
in every
preschools, Head Starts, everything, man. You know, because leave the metal detector with the trigger at all, man. You know. It's like, what is it coming to? Because this thing is becoming an epidemic, man. This thing is becoming.
The rural areas, and it's real crazy.
Yeah, you know, and you give these kids guns. You the people that sacrifice, man. You know, he probably seen the guns through his parents, to be honest with you, and his parents probably, well, you know, own houses, believed in the guns, and the same thing. Turned on the user.
But for some reason, these kids, he's old enough. He's old enough to buy a gun. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even have to use his parents.
He
old enough
to be given
to order a gun online and let them have the gun delivered.
And this goes out to DCW, too. DCW, you take a lot of parents, man. You get parents hard grieving. Sometimes these kids are out of control.
For those we are in other states, it's the Bureau of Child Protective Services.
And let me tell you, man, I know people, man, that, you know, they have problems, the kids give them problems, and the parent get in trouble. You know, they come at the parent, they get hard on the parent, and the parent is basically protecting themselves from these kids nowadays, man. These kids are different, man. These kids are, you know, these kids are born killers at certain ages, that in every race. It's not just older urban kids, or it's not just the crazy little white kids. No, it's not like that. It's every kid, man. Every kid, this whole new society, and it got a lot to do with video games. It teaches them how to be killers. These kids be training on video games. Whether you believe it or not. Whether we believe it or not, video games train kids and teach them things that, you know, they can learn. You know, I bet this when they I just got a feeling when they do a lot more research on Mr. Lanza, whatever his name is, they're going to find out he probably was a video head jock, you know what I'm saying? Loner, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I was listening to one cop and what he said. He was basically saying that, you know, his profile is real dangerous because, like they said, he could kill his mother and his father, you know, he could kill his parents. You know what I'm saying? He ended with no remorse and then kill a group of children. This guy has, if he would have been on the streets, he would have been one of the most dangerous fugitives you could ever even imagine.
Yeah, somebody just walked in any place and just killed a child like that. So I'm still scrolling down, and it says that the FBI, they, you know, grabbed up the father, and the father's alive. His name is Peter Lanza.
Wow.
And then he have another brother named, what it says, Ryan Lanza, who's 24. That's why they got their ages mixed up. The brother is 24, and he's 20, the killer.
What is his name?
His name is Adam Lanza.
Oh, they almost arrested the brother.
Yeah,
they almost had
him at first, you know, because they say he's, like, wildly. Like, he probably got a little record already. And but they would question him and the father and let go. And they both been cleared. It's just crazy. So the father's not there. He killed his mother.
Now,
they say
some accomplices, though.
Yeah, they was wondering
that.
Would
that be crazy if the father and other brother was the accomplice?
I mean, that would be crazy. But they were still in Jersey, and he in Connecticut. You know what I'm saying?
That would be something crazy. I mean, you know, was the father and the mother still together? Was do we know? Was there a couple still?
I don't know. But they questioned the father and the other brother.
Yeah, for them to question, why would they question?
They said that at first, remember when they first were saying 18 of the children was dead at first, and they were saying 6 adults, and then they said 2 of the children died later on at the hospital. So one person reported, like, he's seen 3 kids come out. One had a lot of blood on him, and he said 2 of them, they just looked pale, like they wasn't moving or nothing.
I think, man, and he gave himself a self-inflicted wound. He went out like a coward. I think just on myself alone, man, I can't. I'm being honest with you, man. I can't help but be mad. And just on that thing alone,
I'm
not sad. You know, and you know, the Bible tells you
crazy,
man.
I got a
really
little 4-year-old. I take him
your heart.
To head start every day, and to think that somebody could walk up in the class and
I hugged my son today. Just thinking about that, like, just gave him a big hug, and called my other son just to check on him and. You know what I mean? And, you know, and spoke to my daughter and checked on my other daughter. You know, and it's just crazy that how it has to be. You know, it's like, I don't even know what to say.
Especially when it comes to babies like that. Like,
I don't even know what to say. This is the most,
it wasn't like the kid did nothing to him. Nobody did nothing
to him. This is the most horrifying killings that we had next to 9/11. You know, 9/11 was a terrorist act.
9/11 was a terrorist act. They were trying to make
a statement.
This is just people out here doing crazy.
This is most, you know,
random.
And the thing about it, it's right before Christmas. How can you do that?
I mean, these people have to bury their children
right before Christmas.
Week and a half before Christmas. You know, these people done did their shopping. They already got the children's gifts ready to pull out Christmas Eve. I mean, it's just devastating. Just alone for me to, as a mother, you know what I'm saying? As a parent, as just a human being, to can't feel these people pain. You know, you don't know what they're going through. Personally, I mean, I couldn't imagine experiencing something like that. You know, I just couldn't imagine losing my kids.
Yeah, I mean, especially that
in
way.
A violent way
in
like
that.
That
way right there, like,
I
you
mean,
couldn't even be.
A real
you know, that's
situation.
The killer parent. And, you know, there were some brave teachers because the teachers that died, I heard that they died really, like, trying to cover the kids and protect themselves from the kids. You know, that's a natural instinct for any sane adult if you see somebody aiming at the kids, you know. And it's just like, you know, I don't even know what to say. Like,
I mean, he did this real early. These kids probably just got in school, but this was around 9:30 in the morning. They said
happy playing around, playing with blocks and
calling running. Everybody calling the cops. I mean, it's terrible.
And can you imagine yourself being the parent?
So he killed his brother early in the morning.
You didn't see when they rushed all the children out of the place.
I mean, even think about it. Even
you
if they
realize
had
you was the parent that your child was one of the children still in there, and you knew that they was kids in there that was killed because they had rushed all the kids out, that they evacuated stuff, the ones that wasn't there that was dead. Can you imagine being that parent in that place in that time right then and there?
You know, they say they have a secondary crime scene, but they don't have no more details for that. And they say the suspect drove his mother's vehicle to the place and started shooting everybody.
Yeah, he killed his mother somewhere else. Probably before she got to work. She probably was on her way to work.
He killed her at home before she even got to work.
We may find out he's on some type of drugs. He's on some type of methamphetamine. He's on some type of thing. We're going to find out something. It's got to be something because, you know, I don't even know. It's still, even though he killed himself, there's no justice. Because he should have sacrificed what he did. You know, he should have been in prison.
I'm still trying to see if I see the cops got him or
something. Some of the prison would not allow, I don't care, it would have been the Aryan Nation, it would have been the Muslims, it would have been the Blacks, it would have been the Crips, it would have been the Bloods. Nobody would allow him to survive. He would have been tortured, and he should have got tortured for what he did to the little children, man. That's just real talk.
But you know? Think about it, Stu, that was the teacher's son. She was working at this school for a long time. They probably knew him. So even if it was a way to let him just through the door, they would have let him through. They checked him or nothing, even if he had the guns on him, because they would have thought, all right, this is what's name, son. All right, come on through. You know what I'm saying?
And the confrontation, you got to look at his mother, man. His mother probably was real helpless, man. That is, you know,
he probably
updated.
Killed her in her sleep. You're going to find more details about everything, but he probably did all of that.
I want to read something that Maya Angelou had put up, man. It was something deep. It was something really deep, man.
Man, they got the guy Twitter page saying that, you know, he just was tweeting about his kids, how he was dedicated to them, you know.
Who the guy was did the killer?
They say a lot of teachers had, the reason some of them teachers died because they were shielding the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They shooter came in, the teachers try to drive in front of the kids, stop him, you know?
Let me read what Maya Angelou had wrote on Facebook.
Yes.
She wrote, "Our country is grieving. Each child who has been slaughtered belongs to each of us. And each slain adult is a member of our family. It is impossible to explain the horror to ourselves and to our survivors. We need to hold each other's hands and look each other into each other's eyes and say, I am sorry." And you have a lot of people on Facebook, you know, they're going, "I am sorry." You know, they're putting the "I am sorry" behind us. You know, like, you know, just, you know, everybody's just kind of doing it. You know what I'm saying? They're saying, "I am sorry."
Wow, man. And you know what? They say he did kill himself. He took his own life. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They said the man of the suspect, said he found out through reporters telling him what his son did. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what could we say, man? We, you know, what could we say?
Wow, that's crazy.
All right. So, I mean, maybe we should get into some music.
Yeah, let's do that. And, you know, we come back and got a little more important. We just going to vibe out today, you know. I mean, it's hard to feel real good. It's nice out and everything right here in New York, but it's just so hard because, you know, it's devastating. Devastating to hear that 20 children, man, in a kindergarten class were killed today for absolutely no reason at all. Just slaughtered. These people got to bury their kids. 3 weeks from New Year's, a week and a half from Christmas. I mean, wow, man. Let's get into some music. We'll be right back. This your girl,
but,
Kane.
But you know, before we get into some music,
all right.
I just want to make something clear to everybody, man. You got to, people, man, we got to protect each other, man. They say it, and it's the truth. We got to protect each other. We got to make sure each other's all right, no matter what race, what creed, what color, especially when it comes to babies, man. Babies are the most innocent, precious thing, you know? And they have no knowledge of whatever goes on in the world, you know? Whatever be going on in the world, they don't have no knowledge of it.
They said that when the reporter told Lanza his address been linked to the shootings in Newton. They said, the reporter said, the shootings in Canaan, they said, on the other side of Philadelphia, he said he took the news as a blow. They said his face turned from, like, being impatient because, you know, they bother him, to surprised and, like, horrified. And he just, like, drove into their garage and probably ran in the house to find out what was going on with his family, you know, calling around. So that's even worse for him to just find out his son wild out and did all that. So it is, you know, wow.
Well, let's get into some music, man. B-Stu Radio, we here talking about the tragedy that happened in Connecticut, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like we said, all prayers, everybody, all prayers go out to all of to everybody who's involved. You know what I'm saying, everybody? Let's just keep our prayers, man.
Yeah,
make it through this, man. America has made it through. We have a lot of tragedy. We just got over Hurricane Sandy, losing a lot of people, losing a lot of family.
Wow,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? Now we're losing, you know. We are in some dark times, man. It's looking like it. We really get deep into it. Let's get into this music, man.
Looks 19 with no panties on. Cowards not allowed on my team. It's seems like nothing's wrong. In and out of every boutique, all credit cards, bartender, I don't drink. Gon' serve them up, bottles for all of the girls that's gon' swerve with us. Titties out, top floor suites, but still not sure if they saw me on TV, but left twice sore. I'm about my next CD, my next world tour to purchase an impeccable V with Lambo doors. I am not Rambo, nigga, but still a soldier, a fortune on the balcony burning. The bill
every day I'm different, girl. They say my little pride, I'm only Cali, so I stay high. It ain't no limit to the sky. I'm the truth, there's no lie. I'm drinking on a cup of lean. I don't count it, I use a money machine. My team was watching it, so when we walk in, you know that it's official. That good.
DJ Big Stu in the building.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just chopping it up about the tragedy that happened today, this morning in Connecticut in the elementary school. A gunman ran up in the school and, I don't know, killed his mother before going to the school. This is the school she worked in. And killed 20 children and 6 of his staff in the school. They say he drove his mother's car. He killed his mother, shot his mother in the head early in the morning, took her car, drove from New Jersey to Connecticut, and killed the principal, and then killed most likely the mother's class. You know what I'm saying? The students in the mother's class. That's what we figuring, you know what I'm saying? They don't say that detail, but I'm figuring that, you know what I'm saying? And they say the mother, Peter and Nancy Lanza, were divorced in 2008, according to the, you know, the Connecticut News. Peter Lanza reportedly worked as a vice president of taxes for GE Energy Financial Services. Do you hear that? The father is the vice president for GE Financial Services. Money. The mother had a great job at one of the best Connecticut schools. I mean, these kids, I'm pretty sure her son was well off, and he was taking very good care of these kids. And I just don't see, I mean, what was it? They got the teachers shielding the kids from the gunshots. Bless them for that, you know. You see, the teachers, little ones have always trusted, were there for them when a crazy gunman turned Sandy Hook Elementary School into a shooting gallery earlier this morning. Yes. As reports come in from the horrific shooting in an affluent small town in Connecticut, the bravery of the teachers at the 600-student school, like there were 600 students in this school, provided a glimmer of hope in the story. One teacher ushered her students into the bathroom and locked the door, according to Lisa Panucci, one of the daughters who attended the school. So her teacher made them go in the bathroom and she locked the door. And all she heard was a loud shooting and people screaming. She was in a class reading group, class A reading group, and they started hearing bangs. Her teacher and I'm grateful for this, rushed kids into the bathroom and locked the door, the kids told the reporters. Later, with the shaken survivors safe at the local firehouse, parents expressed their gratitude, of course. The children were crying. She said her daughter did tell me about a little boy that was in the police officer's arm bleeding. I don't know if she gets it. You know what I'm saying? Because they've kindergarten. You're not really, they understand something happened, but they really young, and it's a lot for them to process. So they not going to be, when they had, you know, they spoke to a little clinical psychiatrist that deal with children. He said, you know, because they're so young, they'll be able to bounce back. You know, you got to talk to them and let them know, you know what I'm saying? Of course, this happened to their friends, you know, kids in their school. So, you know, they said kids bounce back in 2 or 3 or 4 days. The things in their mind to be different, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to forget, but it won't affect them as much as we probably thinking it will affect them. And the only person, the people that's really going to be affected are the parents, you know what I'm saying? The parents of those children. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
You're going to feel like you couldn't be there to protect your child. I would, you know, think any parent would like, you know, you sick of seeing your baby there on their own without you there, being able to protect them, you know? And you picture your child's face suffering, and, you know, that's the crazy part about this whole thing. I know that's what probably a lot of the parents is feeling, because I would feel that way. Like, what could I, I'm there, I couldn't be there to protect my child.
Of course they're going through that. Like, they feel responsible. Like, how could I let my kid go? But it's, you know, there's, The press said, had one guy, his name is Stefan, said his 8-year-old daughter heard 2 bangs and teachers told her to get in the corner. His daughter was fine, thank God for that. And they also, you know, they're saying it's real alarming, especially because Newtown, Connecticut, has always been known as the safest place in America. No, that's what I said. That's got one of the best schools over there. You know, even the reporters, like I said, that we watching them on the news, some of them rushing out of there trying to go see what's going on with their kid because their child is in there. And think about it. Your kid is going to school in Connecticut, and you're a reporter in New York. So now you got to get over there, and it's going to take you a minute. You know, that's crazy. You can imagine what people going, what's going through, trying to figure out, find out what's going on, if their child was killed. Man. Wilfred, they said Richard Wilfred, 7-year-old son, Richie, is in the second grade at the school. His son told him that he heard noise that sounded like what he described as cans falling, like they just heard a bunch of shots. Boy told him a teacher went out to check when the noise came back and locked the door and had the kids huddle up in the corner until the police arrived. See, the kids, thank God, you know, they said when they had the kids, they made all of them hold hands or hold on to each other and told them to close their eyes so they, you know, were shielded and they couldn't really.
And they showed the picture of that. They have a stunning picture of that, what you're talking about there. There's a line of kids running around, but their faces are so terrified, man. And these kids may be about 5 or maybe up to 7 years old, the picture that they had them lining up. And these kids are so terrified, man. I felt so bad. Like, it's like, you know, like I'm telling you, like I got a lot of anger in my heart right now, man. And I'm not just, and I feel for the father, you know, and I feel for the brother. Because this is now, you know, they not only did they have to grieve, not only do they have to grieve, you know, about their moms or his wife, you know, say whether it was his ex-wife or his wife, he has to grieve about that. But then the biggest part about that, he's left to suffer the tragedy of what his son did. Him and his brother will pay with the half the face, all the people that they're his brother and his son killed their children, and he's probably a decent man. Even if the brother is a rough dude and probably been in jail or whatever.
He's still a young kid.
Even if he's 24 and he's been in jail, you know, this is still.
I mean, I didn't say he's been in jail, but they say he wildly knows
but even if he's wildly, he's probably not wildly enough to kill his own mom and to kill a bunch of kids. You know, he might just be street wildly. And, you know, this is, he has to deal with that. He has to live with that. Like, you know, my mom, you know, as little, my brother killed all these kids, but he killed my mother, too. And that is really deep. And, you know, I couldn't even imagine that type of pressure.
They said one of the reporters said an 8-year-old student told how a teacher saved his life because he was walking toward the main office where all the shooting was happening because, you know, they said he stopped and shot the principal first. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a little kid. He's 8 years old. He's walking to the office, you know, like normal, doing whatever he do. And he said, I saw some of the bullets going down the hall, and they was right next to him, like they was coming flying past, and the teacher just grabbed him in the classroom, and it sounded like a whole, like somebody was just kicking the door, you know, like loud boom sounds. It's crazy. Like they said, they identified him. The gunman is Adam Lanza. I'm going to look him up. I'm pretty sure, because he's only a 20-year-old boy. I'm pretty sure he got, you know, whose mother taught a kindergarten class at the school. He showed up early Friday wearing his black gear, holding 3 guns, according to the report, in the main office and with the intercom transmitting the horror through the school's halls. Oh, man. So you can just hear it. He shot the principal. He then made his way to his mother's classroom. Yeah, I knew it, sources said, where he killed her. Or the mother was, I mean, they got the story so mixed up. Where he killed her and her pupils.
A male was killed in the house.
Somebody was killed in another location, I told you.
And that might be another brother or something.
Could be somebody. Could be somebody. Could be another teacher that tried to run or something. I don't know. Somebody. Maybe a friend or something. Who knows with this person? You know, they say killed her and her pupils. By the time it was over, Lanza, 6 adults and 20 children were dead in the second worst school shooter in the nation.
Now,
I think this is the worst one. This is not the second. It's the worst. He killed the kids, the babies. I'm not saying nobody's life is less valuable, but it's they say the Columbine boy felt like, you know, he couldn't fit in. He had some kind of craziness with him. He had his motive, a little almost. Not to
well, we
say
have
it was
yet to hear,
thing,
you know, we don't know. We have yet to hear.
But this
his
dude,
story.
Went,
was, you know, they're going to have all type
kindergarten.
Of. They're going to all have all type of.
This is the worst one to me.
They're going to have all type of geniuses and all that on this kid. So
as far as numbers,
know.
They say in the other one, Virginia Tech, where 32 people were dead. But I still think this is worse than ever. You lost a baby. These are babies.
Well, let's let the people decide that. Go to beastduderadio.com, www.beastduderadio.com. Go to the blog and put in your input. Let us know that if you feel this was the worst. And you can even also put some, you know, if you got some condolences and you want to say, you know, you want to say something, you want to give, you know, you want to say something to the family or you want to, give, you know, anything you want to do, any prayers, anything you want to put on the website, make sure y'all do that, www.beastduderadio.com. Don't feel free to do that. And do it on the Facebook page, too, at Facebook, you know, Facebook, beastduderadio.com. Go to the fan page and just put the love, man. Put the love all over, you know what I mean? You know, to speak on how you feel, man. Let the family know. Let the family know that America's out here. Or the whole world. This is the internet, so you know we're reaching the whole world. We're touching the whole world right now. So everybody all over the world, go to the website. If you're in Japan, go to the website and you feel what happened over here in America. If you're in Russia right now, listen to Beast Through Radio. If you're in Germany, Africa, wherever you may be, listen to Beast Through Radio right now. Go to the website, please. Put some condolences. Show some love to the families, man. Let them know that we care and we see what's happening. We're going to get into some music because it is Friday night, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We go to Saturday night, we got to keep it pumping.
We're going to definitely keep some music. I'm probably going to I'm going to come back, we're going to talk some more, but, you know, I'm going to dedicate this whole show, I'm going to do an hour show, and I'm going to dedicate it to, you know, just the tragedy that happened in Connecticut, and we're going to keep talking about, you know, some of the testimonies or some of the, you know, reports that came in from the tragedy. So y'all stay tuned. It's Beast Through Radio. It's K. Nicole. J. Big Stu in the building. We're going to get the music going.
Let's do this like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, me up now. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Got a young chick from the hood, south side. Pops never let her outside. Nigga knew the type of shit she was up against. Little did he know the shit was gonna backfire. Then she act quiet, got baptized, sang in the choir. But the thing she desired was a older nigga show her how to be a freak. The young girl's in the heat, it's deep. She sneaking out off the leash on the streets that night when the freaks is out. Butterfly tat on her back that she tried to hide until her father found a secret out. Now he flipping out, he kicked out. She living on her own and it's vicious out. Years go by, now I got her in my room and I'm thinking of the best way to kick her out. It's cold.
Cause all she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ew, ew. I said Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ew, ew.
I told her, bitch, somebody stole my Rolex. She's talking about me too. I came through with the brand new Louis bag. She's talking about me too. LA on my next flight. You guess right, she's saying me too. Everybody miss me too. Goddamn, be you. And if that is you, you so shallow. You on a boat that won't travel, won't float, and won't paddle. If I go broke, it won't matter. This stupid ass shit don't make me. I been poor, won't break me. You so caught up in material shit. We both knowing that you can't even get. I mean,
Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ew, ew. I said Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ew, ew. She was standing at the baggage claim. First thought, got a bag this day. Not knowing she was one of them, check what your bag is named. Tight. Anyway, I'm happy that it came off the belt. Got me air joint, same as a belt. She looked like she came on herself. Shorty, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm checking out her cute face, thin little waistline. She checking out my suitcase, like the bitch have canine. Could've took her number, but that'd be like taking bad advice. When you look at her, you looking at a price. As I walked away, she said, that's a nice
Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, ayo, I mean Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, ayo.
You know the ones that are order the lobster, going for the champagne. Don't care what you do, but you better do the damn thing if you wanna win the campaign. Cause her company just ain't cheap. What y'all probably ain't peep. You can't keep a shallow bitch if your pockets ain't deep. So I try to be slick and reserve no dinner. Ain't take her to the club, had her meet me at the bar. Let her walk in, people from afar. Gotta let her know, can't keep her in the dark. And she'll run a tab up if you let her. And I thought I knew better. She say, let me start with a double shot. Hey, bartender, let me get a
Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton.
That Louis the
13th
is like
fuck with
150 a shot.
Ayo, ayo, I mean
I
Louis,
no
Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. Nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, ayo.
Foreign cars on these ice. I'm falling like I'm in the NBA. I'm keeping talk about. You see me splurging on my allergic to these. I got my check and I be working on these free bands. I'm living larger than Richard Porter, I'm spitting lava. I'm getting that paper, ain't slowing down, I enjoy it. When you get fame and they hating, it's like you can't avoid it. I'm in the front of the plane, sitting right next to the driver. You ain't nothing but some cheap little I buy you. I got them scared, I'm attacking like Michael Myers. I be directing my own movies on Future Tyler. I stay connected, I'm shipping it, I'm my own supplier. I get the moving and flipping and set the trap on fire. You cooking with your pistols, but then you getting higher. You gotta know how to sell whatever that's all required. I'm looking at all these money, Richard Pryor. I'm riding first class flights, Sony. I just found out there was a wife, I got that. I rock a whole lot of ice on the. I'm changing up my foreign cars on these. I'm falling like I'm in the NBA. I'm kicking St. Louis like a soccer ball. You see me splurging on my allergic to these. I got my check and I be working on these free bands. I got my feet up, I'm kicking it like I'm David Beckham. I'ma keep it trillin', but I'm on another level. D&D and BBC are voting for such a sweater. They want me to be the one to take them up out to get them. I can't take no shots, my n***a, I'm tryna stack it down. I was talking to the pilot, by then we taking off. I just left your city, got the news from the flight attendant. I'm in a grill like a dentist, and all my clips are sending. I put some ice in the chain, is highly recommended. I don't know these name, I know these wishing. They gon' smash me cause I'm future, cause I ain't tricking. If she worthy, I'ma let her fly with me long distance. I'm riding first class flights on these. I just found out there was a wife, I got that. I rock a whole lot of ice on them. I'm changing up my foreign cars on these. I'm falling like I'm in the NBA. I'm kicking St. Louis like a soccer ball. See me splurging on my allergic to these. I got my check and I be working on these free bands.
Say who fucking with you if you the god MC. I tell him none. Get it? I tell them none, Catholic nor a Christian, the holes in the book of Psalms and back of my true religion. From the murder capital, niggas cabbage, you labels will never tell you who did it. Aiming for your grill like a dentist working on British. Keep it speaking, shot in the mouth, bitches. It's like that. Send shots at a crib for a blood or an essay. Bet they coming right back. Right? Wake me up from a light slumber. Another murder, what I see when I open my shutter. We from the gutter, no bread and butter, just lead and water. Either you bite the bullet or you can die from the hunger. The sun's getting lower, the corners getting darker. Guns getting loaded to slaughter our sons and daughters. It's time to get smarter, the sound's getting harder. Every second the unemployment line getting longer. Baby crying and mama, she don't know what to do. I know it's tragic, but in the project it's nothing new. I'm just kicking it, luxury clicking it. Watching the news, this shit is fucking ridiculous. Roll a cigar, cup full of codeine, cash in a rubber band, pistol in my other hand. Killer Cali, this the real estate, real estate. Most expensive real estate, Benz with the dealer plate.
Just reading up on some more stuff. You know, just to think about the Christmas lights or the holiday decorations. I mean, just for the town and families, people, students. You know, therefore, just if anybody's feeling it for you, it just breaks your heart. It's so tragic. You know, our hearts have to go out. All the kids and the family that whoever, you know, was hurt, killed, and just settled with it. Wasn't your daughter, who is a host, had many friends, close knit parents, some of whom have siblings that. She is in constant communication with friends such as that before. They're all grieving, we're all having hard times. So the town and the community is trying to, you know, reach within and get support from each other, which is great aspect to this group, you know, and support. 19-year-old said the poor town is all about our men. Law enforcement, they shot his mother. I mean, a teacher,
but this is your girl, K Nicole. This is Ladies Night. I'm on every Friday, 11 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in. We got a good show coming up next week. Make sure y'all tune in to Thursday, Stew. Always throwing it down on them Thursdays. Tomorrow night, Stew got Pat Gallo on tomorrow night, so make sure y'all tune in. You know, he produced people like DMX, Styles P, big, you know. You know how it go. You know how Stu do it. He always got them interviews popping off. This be Stu Radio, man. It ain't really much to be said tonight, you know. I'm kind of like in the morning state, too. I'm sad. I'm right here, you know. Tonight I'm going to watch my son sleep, you know, only because he's in kindergarten. He's just starting school right now. To think a soon as they started school, these kids just started school. It's kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? Just started school and lost their life in one of the best neighborhoods in Connecticut. And it was just senseless, man. This guy killed his own mother and totally walked into her class and killed the children she taught. Unbelievable. Not really much to be said no more. Like I said, this your girl, K. Nicole, this ladies' night. You know, everybody say a prayer, you know, send a prayer out to the family, you know. Like Stu said, hit up the website. Leave your, you know, condolences, any comments, you know, any feelings, anything you want to let out, speak about, post it right up there. Let us know about it.
Ty, what that shit do, fool?
Get out of here, and, you know. Everybody have a good night, and all y'all that's hanging out tonight, like I always tell you, be safe, drink wisely. You know, have a good time, but, you know, be safe about it. And make sure y'all tune in to your girl next week, 11 p.m.
It's been 2 years,
every Friday.
Like it hasn't been. If you love how you love her, just imagine. Have you ever had a woman that you fiend for? The definition of a lady that you kill for. Took her out the hood, but she rings like a Southern Belle. Went to school in the A, so it shows well. Me and her had a class back in high school. Went to prom with a friend, cause I had to. Growing up fine, used to tell her I was best dressed. Competition with her ex, cause he wasn't fresh. Used to tell her when I grow up, I'ma marry you. And if you ever get hurt, I'ma carry you. And if you ever want a man, I'ma cherish you. Capos for the weekend, I'm telling you. She used to say when we text, it be special, huh? Swear to God, she the only girl I ever loved.
Fresh out. You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
Beat Suspense.